I'm going to let you do it. I've done this to somebody else before.
Let the people know how you pronounce the last name.
I'm Italian, but I'm out here in Kansas. So Santa Croce, or if you want to get legit, it's Santa Croce.
Santa Croce.
Santa Croce.
Yep. Bobby, mm-hmm. Santa Croce in the building.
Santa Croce.
Put you in the trunk if you
want. No. I've been out here since 91.
Wise guy.
Yeah.
Good fellas, them is his
people. He's a wise guy.
Fuck him if you want to.
Yeah. That's my cousin, so, yeah.
Man, welcome back to the Raw District Podcast, man. This is Drew Dawson. We got White Ready in the building.
Yep.
Got Eli Brown back.
Yep.
Yes, sir. Couch guest. We got the usual.
Young Surge.
Hell yeah. Bobby.
The Casablanca CEO over there.
So, Bobby's Food Company. Is that like a network of restaurants and stuff you want to start, or is it just a separate, like, food truck?
So I have two food trailers now, and I also have a full service catering business. Wow. But I mean, this is start of year number 6 on my own. I've had a trailer for 8 years, and then I've been catering for 11. So I started when I was 30. I'm 41 now, and this is where we're at.
Nice, man. We're going strong.
What got you into that 30? Were you always into cooking?
Yes. So good question there. I mean, yeah, I love to cook. It's my hobby and my passion that I was able to turn into my livelihood, but I hated my job, dude.
Yeah.
So I hated it.
Where was that at?
The Onyx Collection, shout out. But I mean, I gave them 10.5 of the best years of my life, and I said, peace.
Only reason I ask is because, like when is the best time to follow your passion? Like, if you do work a dead end job, mm-hmm. or something, and you know you can't excel in that and shit. And
mm-hmm. So, I'm all about entrepreneurship, right? Like, I sit on two of the steering committees here on the Momentum 2022, which is like the guiding light behind everything downtown and all of that. So the time is now.
Yep.
There are resources out there. Like, you can reach out, you know, at any time. And, I mean, there is a network of people already in place that will help you however they can.
Hell yeah.
I mean, all you need is a dream, baby. That's it.
Right.
Yeah.
Man, we sat in my buddy, he's like 8 years younger than me, and he owns a mechanics garage. And we're on the computer, and he's like, man, you need a food truck. I started with a Roach Coach that was just, I mean, serious, like sitting on the moon type fairy tale. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And then fast forward 11 years, man, we're crushing it.
Yeah, no, people nice, know. Man. People
yeah,
know,
yeah,
too.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
So yeah, Big like Boys Barbecue.
So that's my competition team. So Big Boys Barbecue started off, that was the originator. That's the OG, that's the original gangster. So, I mean, that's
They're
when we go
meat.
Out. Man, we go out to slaughter. No. Like, I mean, we've competed against Stretch, Pellet Envy. You know what I mean? These are like top tier. You know what I mean? So we love a competition. You know what I mean? We've been supported the whole way along the way. Like, if I didn't have certain key people in my life, you know, I wouldn't be where I'm at. So
that's crucial too, having that good support system.
Uh-huh.
That puts everything together.
Very important.
But it's earned.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
you know what I mean. Mm-hmm. It's earned.
People gotta believe in you.
So, yeah,
that's first awesome, time. Man.
I mean,
did you jump into barbecue right away, or was it? Mm-hmm.
That's what got me known. And then I was like, man, I gotta get a trailer. So one popped up. I mean, it's fate, right? Mm-hmm. So I popped on it. I got it. I didn't even have a truck to bring it home. My buddy pulled it home for me. You know what I mean?
Awesome.
Like the first 6 months, I'm calling buddies, man. Hey, pull me down here. Pull me here.
Hell
you know
yeah.
what I mean? Like,
that's what's up.
So.
Yeah, that's
the homies. Man.
Yeah, for real.
Always.
For real.
Do you have an estimate of what the startup cost was in the beginning?
Oh, it was only $5,000.
$5,000?
For my trailer. But then, I mean, we had to clean it and,
mm-hmm.
I mean, like another 2,500, so it's like 75. But I mean, I put $30,000 into a truck.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, now fast forward, we've rearranged, we've completely torn that trailer apart 3 different times. You know, you learn as you go and you evolve.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, I have a saying, like I've always told people, like I leverage what I have to get what I want. You know what I mean? And it's not even mm-hmm. that I need; it's like I want it, right? So if you're thinking about it, that means you're gonna hopefully do something about it. You know what I mean?
That seems like the confidence you need to start your own business like that.
Yeah.
Just know you can compete with the people around you. Because that's a lot of it, too. Staying afloat, and, like, especially through now, the corona times and stuff. Like, it's good you're a caterer too, so you can kind of branch out that way.
Yeah,
but
how has that affected your business?
It's been disastrous, actually. Yep. So I had been working along a business model of guaranteed money, so we went after corporate clients and event venues and all that. Mm. So we book out, right? You know, I'll book a full 9 months in advance. Within 36 mm-hmm. hours, all that was canceled. So, I mean, you're talking like...
Your whole year off that way mm-hmm. and shit. Yeah.
And then all your big events on the weekends, gone. So we pivoted and went into the neighborhoods. Mm. And then we pivoted again, and we started a home meal delivery program based solely on the holidays.
That innovation.
Oh, man. Okay, well, it came off of, excuse me, what I liked to do in the past, which was... I'm Italian. I focus on food. It can bring, it can solve a lot of problems, right? For real, food can.
No.
Yeah, so, with that being said, I would feed our whole family, an extended family. And that was my gift back to them.
Nice.
So now nobody can get together, right? Well, food can still bring you together. Mm-hmm. And then my assistant, we would set up the Zoom meetings to where we would deliver all the food, and then they could do a Zoom meeting and actually eat together.
Nice.
So,
you know, dope. Capitalizing.
Are you thinking about a standalone restaurant, or are you just trying to stay in the food truck business?
Nah, I know the mobile food game. Yeah. That's it.
Brick and mortar too expensive?
Well, I mean, do I want a brick and mortar? Sure. It's a commissary kitchen. It's solely so that I can go out and be even better prepared out of my food trailers. You feel me? Mm-hmm. So I have a 26-footer and I have a 14-footer, and I just added the 26-footer and the tow vehicle, you know, in 2020.
That boy nice.
You know, so...
Be out here.
Yeah, I've had
it's a hustle, baby.
Yeah, it's awesome.
So, well, my backstory is even better. You know what I mean? Prior to that. So, I mean, I've been to the joint.
Hell yeah.
Let's dive into it, man.
Shit, I've been to the joint. 22 to 26, I went to the joint. So, you know what I mean?
Can I ask for what?
I'm not going to get into that. They can look me up.
Allegedly.
No.
That's all you got to say.
No. It's we'll just say I've learned a lot since then. It's all aggravated, you know. I mean, Wyandotte County didn't treat me right. So, you know, it all goes back to a circle of friends. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Situations change. And then, I mean, I realized, you know, I'm better than that. I was raised better than that. And I got out and we haven't looked back. But I built what I've had with nothing.
Like, are you from Topeka?
No, I'm from Connecticut originally. Mm-hmm. And then I moved out here in 91. But to St. Mary's.
Okay.
And I mean, I went to a private Catholic school. You feel me? Like on paper, I should have never gone to the joint. What they don't understand is my backstory prior to that. you know what I mean? So.
That describes a hustle, though.
Yeah. You know, I got out. I worked that job I thought I was going to be a lifer there. You feel me? But first shout out, you know, I always give shout out to God first. You know what I mean? I'm not a deeply religious person, but then the rest of the shout out goes to my wife and my family. Like, you feel me?
Straight up.
I met my wife 5 weeks out of the joint, and that we've been together. It's almost 15, or it's 15 years, married almost 14. You know what I mean?
Nice. Five weeks out?
So yeah. Congratulations. You know, thank you. That's you know, tight. Four kids later, you know, she's helped me and supported me, you know, 100% along the way. So with all that being said... You know what I mean?
That's important, man. How long did it take to really start making money with it?
Whew. So, good question. I started making money immediately. So, my job at the Onyx Collection, I worked with like 300 dudes. So, I'd walk through there.
Just a number,
Wednesday.
Basically?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I'd walk through there and offer, hey, who wants whole chickens? Who wants racks of ribs? Who wants briskets? You feel me?
Yeah.
And that's what I do every Saturday, man. My house looked like a crack house. 3-4 o'clock roll around, man, for real. There'd be 30, 40 people, you know, coming.
So, you're doing that while you were working still?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, nice.
And then
doubling up.
Onyx, man, they really actually helped me along the way because they have a very lax and lenient attendance policy. So I would just take days off and go make real money.
See, that's my fucking problem.
Yeah,
I've had so many fucking jobs, and that's the issue. And I was touching on that before the podcast.
Uh-huh.
It was like I've had so many jobs because they always end up interfering with my next move. And
yeah,
it's like I had a weekend gig before this, and it went well. It was going great, and then I wanted to start the podcast. Everybody was available on Saturday. Here, the job's in the way again. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. It always happens like that for me, and it's like a sign from the universe. Like, oh, bro, you gotta.
It's time to move on.
Yeah. Facts.
It's hard to know when to monetize something, or like when it's actually worth it to quit. Not even quit, but just like focus. Throw your whole focus on something. to know it can help you survive.
I'm at the point now, it's like, I just got to keep pushing forward and just whatever happens, happens. If I fail at this, it's like, I'll learn some lessons.
3 years.
3 years.
It took me 3 years, and like Gary Vee will talk about it. Like a lot of people talk about like an incremental plan, you know, and they always say, oh, you know, the 5 year is outdated. You know, that's 80s technology nowadays. So just really,
shit's faster now.
You know, I mean, really, it should be a 12 month plan, honestly, is what I build everything that I've done. Mm. You know, it's off 12 months. You know, you can't wait around. You know, and out of that 12 months, I can only make money 8 out of those 12 months. You know, cold out, I'm nowhere out. You know what I mean? But it's always about like, it's really up to you and your priorities. You feel me? So your responsibilities and your priorities are going to dictate, honestly, your next move.
Yeah.
You know, that's why they say a side hustle is the best. But I mean,
I'm trying to balance it all out. That's what it's a game. Like I said, it's a tough game. I swear it is.
How can you make money doing what you like doing?
For me personally? Through entertainment, like, probably YouTube. It would be merchandise. You know, a lot of the stuff I do is not really, I'm not looking to get monetized because I'm kind of uncensored with a lot of shit. You can still get monetized being uncensored, but I'm not worried about that, like ads. Worried about getting some views and then putting my merch in their face and then doing that and then I want products. That's what I really want. Like one day I want my own hot sauce and I just want a platform to be able to just put this stuff in front of their face.
I love it.
You know what I mean? And that's what I'm basically doing, just throwing shit at the wall. Something's going to stick, for real.
Yeah.
Yeah. One day or day one.
Yeah, and it's all fun, too. And it's networking opportunities. It's the way I look at it. Like, I was going to say, if I fail at this shit, worst case scenario, I hung out with y'all every Saturday, met some cool people, met some professional people. We've had so many dope guests on this show within six months of doing it. And I can't wait to see what
Shout out to y'all.
You know, keeps happening, man.
Shoot, episode 24 was good. 23 was good with Lyric. I mean, you know what I mean? But how do you get more views? So you said views. So how would you get more of those?
That's what the fuck we're trying to figure out.
Them shorts, too, are doing something.
Everything comes back to that almighty dollar, man.
I think YouTube is censoring me on those, though.
Yeah, you putting too many out at once?
Nah.
Instagram did that to me the other day.
I put out a clip. I put out a clip that it was something about the Capitol Hill shit. They blocked it in all countries and shit, took it off. And ever since then, my shit went from up here to just straight down. And I haven't got it. Nothing has cracked since.
Huh. Damn, bro.
Censoring my ass.
They're like, this guy looks like a Muslim.
Right.
It's like, nah, bro, I just want to post sports clips, man.
Right. Nah, bro, they're hating, they're hating on you, dog.
I dove into the wrong shit.
I think the amount you post, too, is different, too. Because if you're out here, like, machine gun and shit, it might not.
Because
I was putting hella shit out on Instagram just because I started a new one just for photography and shit. And I was posting a lot, and I can't even like anything anymore. So I couldn't really even do shit.
Instagram,
so just too much activity.
Instagram maybe, but YouTube, people are pumping shit out.
Yeah.
Quick.
Yeah, you're right. Probably is the content.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they censor shit like that.
What about TikTok? Y'all do TikTok?
Just for skate clips. I just put skate clips on there, really.
No, he was a TikTok goat for a lot.
I tried. I was
dancing.
I had one video go viral.
But you on the right track, though. All of those things combined, you have to utilize.
Do you have TikTok?
Yeah, man. Like, my social media is shit, crushing bro. It. Are you kidding me? Up.
You do recipes and shit on there?
Man, I show, like, the content, like, people had to push me, right? Because I wasn't too worried about it. You know, I used to do it all myself. And then, like, 3 years ago, I hired Create Uplift Tobias and Marcy, man, they really helped me along in the first days. So they built my websites. Really, honestly, my wife did my first one. She crushed it on Wix. And then it was time to level up. You know what I mean? So we hired a professional. They did it. And then it was time to level up again. So we moved on.
Yeah.
Now, I will still utilize them for certain things. It's just time to, you know, move on. They've been real instrumental in the music scene. You know, with the Jayhawk Theater.
Yeah,
the Jayhawk Theater wouldn't have done anything without Cult, dude.
They're
and they get zero respect for that and zero, like, recognition if it wasn't for those two, Jayhawks Theater wouldn't be doing what they're doing right now.
Yeah, putting on all the shows.
Respect to them. Marcy and Art and Tobias. And
a lot of the shows that I've done, they put on too. Yep. So.
Tobias welcomed us into his little studio.
That's awesome. Got us awesome.
Sir, shout out Tobo.
He rocks, dude. I mean, he's been going into the school districts. Like, you know, that's goals for someone in the entertainment industry here. Just like what Pedro and his brother Javier and all that, you know, you kind of do with Kit Solutions. Here in Topeka, they do a lot of consulting for all the restaurants around here. Hmm. The Concepcion brothers, you know what I mean? So you had mentioned network earlier. And so in 2017, I had read something like your business is only going to be as successful as your networking circle. And bro, like my first cold call when I went out on my own was to Advisors Excel.
For a catering job?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
To bring my trailer out. You know, fast forward 5 years later, like, dude, we crush it with them. We do all their, do private chef dinners. You know, we do all kinds of stuff. You know what I mean? We'll go to your house, cook for you.
What's your biggest event that you've done so far?
It's not really about biggest. It's all about price point.
What's that? You hit different prices for certain things?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you talk about
like
that.
Like per client or like, that's what I'm saying. I feel like the biggest would be because of, like, or the most expensive would be because how many people are there, but you do it per, like...
Those most of the time.
See, like, the Advisors XL people, they run a lot of shit around here, so I assume...
Well, I mean, they're involved with a lot of stuff, right? Yeah. They became heavily involved in their community, and they definitely love to give back. So with that being said, I mean, birds of a feather flock together. You feel me? Yep. They've pushed me in great, you know, great direction. I mean... You can't be a know-it-all and know everything. You know what I mean? So as much as my mouth is open and talking, everybody's going to laugh at that. My ears are open more. And, I mean, you got to be humble with yourself. Sometimes you have to be very self-aware if you want to be successful. I mean, you can't bullshit yourself when you look yourself in the mirror. So
yeah, no, that's real shit.
So
I had to fight that, and I learned that, you know, you don't know everything. You can't know everything.
I have a mirror hanging in my garage. No bullshit. I've had conversations in that. Now I'm not like, you know, bipolar. But for real, you know, like you look yourself in the eye there and like, for real.
Very strange.
I mean.
Yeah.
That shit happened to me on acid, but that's it.
Yeah. I honestly like to look at myself when I'm tripping because I'm like, yeah, you see the real you.
Joe Rogan's all about it.
Yeah.
Got to look at yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You learn a lot off that shit, man.
I don't know. That's a little too much for me.
Yeah. It's not for everybody. Yeah. I don't like to tell anybody to do it.
Yeah.
It's not for everybody. What's your favorite cuisine, like, outside of what you do?
Italian?
Mm-hmm. Have you ever thought about incorporating that into what you sell?
I do with my catering.
Chicken parm?
Yeah.
So it's not all barbecue?
No. We do... So we do a cultural fusion style of cooking. So, I mean, oh, sure.
That's right. I've seen tacos and stuff like that on the
Instagram. And it's like what the tacos are. So we do a Jamaican jerk chicken, a chimichurri steak, a chicken feta, smoked salmon. I turned a gyro into a taco. You feel me?
Nice.
So it's all about me being an Italian transplant out here to Kansas. And if you want Hawaiian food, sure, I'm going to do it my way, but it's going to be authentic.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So.
Who else? You have other chefs and stuff, right? Like, is like a big team?
I mean, yes and no. I have my prep cooks and I have, you know, like two full-time employees. Well, one I let go. I let one go last Thursday.
Shout out.
Yeah. Sorry, Kevin.
Oh, damn. Shout out, Kevin, man. We hope everything goes well.
Kevin kept fucking up the soup or something.
Oh,
heavy-handed on the salt.
You know, there's a three-strike rule, and it was strike three, you're out, buddy. See ya. Peace. I've wasted enough of my time with you.
Definitely learned a lesson.
To get lost.
Damn it, Kevin.
Yeah,
Kevin,
you're
striking out, bro.
Bad. Yeah. Like falling down, striking out.
We need you to do better out here, Kevin.
So what would be a dream place or something that you could cater to? Like a person. If you could pick one person you could cater to, who would it be?
Ooh, good question.
It is a good question.
Bobby Flay.
Oh, for real?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, I'll be watching this show.
Yep. I'm not playing.
What if he just crushed your shit? Would you still be a fan?
Oh,
what the fuck is this?
No. constructive criticism goes a long way, right? But I mean, there does come a point. But I mean, I'm pretty confident in what I do, you know, like, to where.
Ain't no way Bobby Flay.
Well, I mean, I would cook a certain dish. Like, there are certain dishes that I know are just infallible.
Yeah, true, true.
So,
how do you feel about those type of shows? Because I watch them all the time, but I've also heard, like, other people say, like, they don't really like those type of judging shows where it's a competition because, you know, food is kind of subjective and you can't really leave it to four people to really tell you if you're a good cook or not. Do you feel that way, or how do you feel about those shows?
I mean, it all depends who the judges are. In most of these shows, I mean, they're, you know, Michelin-starred chefs and stuff like that, to where if you can put flavors and layer textures and stuff like that all together because you call yourself a chef, well, then you shouldn't have a problem making a dish that they're not going to trash. You know what I mean? Now, don't get me wrong, time restrictions and all of that.
Yeah.
You know,
like you said, you do have to know which dish to make. Yeah.
Would you ever want to be on like a show like Chopped?
No.
Never?
No. No. I'm good on that.
Why not?
I mean, pretty creative. Yeah, but I'm not. I'm a preparation guy. So,
yeah.
Like, I'm wearing a Grind Athletic shirt underneath this, and it says Luck Favors the Prepared on the back. And yeah, man, you'll go way farther in life if you're prepared. Anything you do, if you're prepped and prepared for it, what's there to worry about? You feel me? And I've learned that the hard way. But I mean, honestly, like, I get all my worry and stress out prior to like my big runs because, you know, I'm not out working every day. I love being, shout out to entrepreneurs who don't, they work for themselves. Now, we're never off of work, right? But I'm telling you, it's the life. If you can turn what you love and what you're trying to do right now into somehow paying your bills, dude, you're living the dream. You're living the dream. You don't need the Lambos and the Corvettes and the bullshit. You feel me? Like,
yeah,
I got four kids who want for nothing. You know what I mean? Like, sure, I bought a Yukon XL. It's with the 8.1. It's
need
got the
that.
Big block. Yeah, but it's an 0.1. You know what I mean? Instead, the money I said, I got it for $5,000 from my buddy. I bagged it. Just now, it's on bags and just re-ran exhaust.
Now, do you think? Now, do you think there's ever an age where it's just like, all right, you know what I mean? We gotta stop dream chasing. We gotta just get to the best bag possible.
No, sir.
So you like it can all, like, that door can open at any age.
Look at KFC. Colonel, whatever Sanders, whatever his name is, you know, he's 50s. He's in his mid 50s, bro, almost 60. Yeah. Yeah, I'm 41, right? I have a 10-year plan. I want to be retired. Yeah. Like, I've removed myself in a managerial role within my business. And I mean, I'm trying to create like a legit company here to where that's why I hired an assistant. I mean, normally I'm running two full time employees, and on the weekends, I'll run two dozen part-timers. You know, we'll do two weddings, three weddings at the same time and have the trailer out. You feel me?
Yeah.
But
that's dope.
Well, I mean, it's all just about experience.
Yeah.
That's and I mean, shoot, you put the work in, like, it's time to reap your reward, right? You know what I mean? Yeah, it's hard work, but then, I mean, honestly, I take 2 months off. January, February, I'm not wanting to do much.
Too cold.
I mean, I've earned it. you know what I mean? Now, the first couple of years doing it, boy, it was a struggle. I was out 24/7, 365, no joke. You know what I mean?
Nice, bro.
Blowing equipment up. You know, but it is what it is. So, I mean, we're here today, and it's all about hard work, and it's about being smart, time management. You know, I mean, there are a few key areas.
You have any awards to flex, like competition awards?
Sure. I mean, go ahead. Sure. I mean, we have a couple. I mean, anytime we've done a food truck best of, we've always won. So, I mean, we've taken some in Kansas City. Anything at a car show, we've won. Like the Topeka's, I don't even know I don't care about them, bro.
He said all of them.
You know what I mean? Like, anytime we come in competition and there's a best or taster's choice, we're in the top three or we win it outright. You know what I mean? So,
Chris Bass getting out of here.
Yeah.
He's too big to be stomping on the stage.
Capital City Family and Food Truck Fest was one of them. Then we did the American Legion barbecue runoff at the VFW. I can't remember, but that's where we competed against Pellet Envy and Stretch. Mm. You know, I mean, these guys are on Food Network.
Mm.
That's crazy.
You know, oh, they're legit. They're legit.
I had the food truck a long time ago. Like,
right before I think we were even connected on Facebook. It was real good.
Oh, I appreciate that. But we've tried to give back, you feel me?
Yep.
Like the block party, I can't remember that cat's name.
I'm right here.
Is that you?
Yeah.
I never met you in person.
Look at how the universe
shout
works.
Shout out nice. Preston.
Nice. Man, are you off social media now?
I'm still
like I used to see your posts
just,
all the time.
He's just lo-fied out.
Yeah, I'm really
I wonder why I don't see him on there. You know what I mean? I saw his post. He needed. He was throwing his block party, and it's a great thing. You know, I've never met him. This is the first time, and this is years removed from it. And so I don't want any like shout out for that. But it's just to go back to, man, I saw a need, and I could reach out and help. So I did. And what did we do? The audio equipment? I can't remember what we. Yeah, we. And all I wanted was my logo thrown up on the screen on the back. You know, that's it. You know what I mean? So we try to do stuff like that all the time. You know, we don't need recognition, but like giving back really does feel good. And especially when you can, like you never
audio,
know the
so
impact.
You do audio stuff too?
No. He put audio? Out, hey man. Yeah. Oh,
okay.
I need to.
That's our job to give you recognition. And shout out. You helped us when we needed a camera too.
Oh,
yeah. Big shout outs, man.
Word
we appreciated that a lot, man.
That's what I mean. That's why when you said you needed a tablet, like throw some numbers out.
Let's get it done.
Yeah.
100,000.
Woo! That's a big tablet. I got
gold. I've been eyeing this gold tablet.
Yeah.
Hell does that
tablet came from Dubai or some shit.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
That motherfucker will change your drawers for you.
Yeah. It better do all that and then some.
That's funny.
Go ahead.
Rotation's fucked up. Yeah,
toss it up. It's a hacky sack.
Yeah, catch it in smoke.
But
you gotta catch it with your mouth though.
That's funny. But I wanted to touch back because you had said like, and I had touched on price point. So quality over quantity is always going to pay better. You can settle in on your niche and hammer in on it, and then you can name your price. You know what I mean? For real. Like we do it all the time, and we're not greedy. There's a few people occasionally that disagree with our pricing and all of that, but they don't know the preparation and all of that that goes into it.
Yeah.
And you get me doing it. You have to pay me for that.
Yeah,
know your worth, self-worth, growth. It's all about that in 2021.
And it's working. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what's up.
Let's dive into some of these headlines, man. And we got.
I've been waiting for this.
Let's dive into it.
We got some headlines, man. We got some pick a side segments. I don't. Did y'all
sorry, Kevin. I didn't mean to do you dirty like that before, but
oh,
yeah,
man,
I did.
Fuck Kevin.
Actually,
hey man, Kevin.
Yeah. Hey, for
he
real. Oh, no,
three strikes and you're fucking out, Kevin.
Yeah, bro.
God damn it!
Don't be like Kevin out here.
Don't be like that. It ain't Home Alone.
The one that I gave you a couple in the group chat.
Yeah, you. Hey, I got yours.
I hope you learned from this, Kevin.
I got it.
Got them up here?
I got one of them.
All right, Ben.
Yeah. You can say the other one.
Do better next time.
Because I don't got my phone.
Man.
Kevin, bro.
That's funny.
God damn.
Real quick.
You
$20 to say his last name.
Oh, no, I'm not going to do that. I got to watch out for my business on that one.
I think I know who it is.
I think I might.
$50.
What got y'all together? Actually, I was real curious about that. What brought y'all together?
Just the creative is in the area,
yeah.
Man.
Cool.
We all kind of had the same vision
question.
At
what
the
made
same
you
time.
Choose me, man. Why me?
We was in the studio for like a year, just kicking it, and you talked loud, you were opinionated, and I was like, this dude is perfect. Tony Fontana, he was a Facebook personality, so I wanted to see if his status is translated to the podcast. So
they did.
Connected like that. And
they did.
Eli, I've always known you since like high school. He's also another creative around the area. He had he was doing a podcast. He came on as a guest. It was dope. He was talking about like Tony Fontana and Chris don't want to talk about acid and mushrooms and shit like that. So.
I
need somebody.
Yeah,
gotcha.
A little more out there.
Gotcha.
Same vision.
Same vision.
Yeah. The dynamic a little. He balances it out a little.
I need somebody so I don't look crazy.
It's all about the team, man.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
It's all about the team.
Good dynamic
for real.
And it's hard to find. It's hard to find people who show up and do this every week. You know.
For real though, man. Like when I first got here, like y'all don't see all these chords and shit, but He was working hard putting this together. So shout out.
Shout out White Ready.
Yeah.
Getting White Ready.
We all kind of just learn as we go. We've been learning and making the mistakes as we go and fixing it and making it better. Yep. Doing all that whole
stuff. Oh, yeah. My girl knows. I be doing the editing shit. And this, I go, man, it drives me nuts. I don't know why shit has to change every time I do it, but the computer works like that sometimes.
Yeah, it is. I understand, bro.
Like, I don't know. What, yeah. Why?
Like, what changed?
Air for what? I didn't do anything different.
I'd be forgetting to save shit. Fucking.
That's the shit I don't have the patience for.
Yeah.
Yeah, no.
Not at all.
First headline, man.
Uh-oh.
The Redditors versus Wall Street.
I love it.
That was tight.
Get them. I wish I was in there. Damn it. Y'all should have waited for me. Fuck.
Man, there's some cats out there crushing it. Yeah, and I love it. Yeah, I love it. The underdog, man, fuck all you people, right? For real. This is some real shit. I don't understand what we got going on in Washington right now and what they're attempting to do and what they're doing right now, pushing out the little guy saying, no. Right. You figured out our game. Man, fuck you.
Yeah, that's real. Bullshit.
And that's what's going on right now.
Man.
The small investors figured out the game that is the stock market.
It's the people. Power to the people. Middle finger to the popo.
And they're going at hedge funders investors who do hedge funds, going after companies that they know are about to go out of business. So what they can do is bet on these companies to, like, their stock to go down. They're like, okay, GameStop, who the fuck is walking into GameStop? First of all, these motherfuckers will not give you any type of money for your games. Right. They don't even sell. I think they sell bobbleheads now. What do they sell, bobbleheads now? In the
like little toys and shit.
Man, they don't have Jack Diddley, man. I have an 11-year-old and a 6-year-old, and we go into GameStop, and there's nothing.
They got Rick and Morty T-shirts and shit.
So they're about to go out of business. So these companies are like, we know that. We're in a place of bet, and I'm new to this shit too, but they place a bet that this company's gonna keep going down. If the company keeps going down, they win. If the company somehow shoots up, they lose billions.
Yes, that's a short happen.
Yeah,
yeah,
I love it.
And so GameStop went from fucking $40 to $400 within a day or so.
Yeah, last one I saw was like $420.26, and I was like, yeah, mm-hmm.
It's crazy. Somebody made some big money off that.
I love it.
Yeah, and now Robinhood is also involved in the shit, and because that's one of the main, like,
some sneaky shit.
Yeah, it's like one of the main apps that people trade on, user friendly, whatever. It's supposed to be on your side, but now they're blocking people from making these trades, blocking them from making these stocks go up, and keeping them from making money because they figured out the game.
Yeah.
So now this shit's got. I don't know where it goes from here, for real. Cause that shit's crazy.
There's gonna be a lawsuit against Robinhood for sure.
Because
that's illegal.
Well, it's not Robinhood doing that. He's being told by the SEC.
Influenced.
That's all by Washington. They're changing the game right now.
Probably bullying the motherfuckers into.
Well, they're trying to start the legislation right now. That was the last deal. Like, they're trying to get it changed.
Right when I get into this shit. Right. I just got into this shit like 2 weeks ago.
How you change your rules in the middle of the game, man? You know what I mean? Like, here's a $600 check. Here you go.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? For real. Like, these people are ridiculous.
It was cool to see it because it was cool to see it stem from Reddit, too, because it was just regular people on there making subreddits and shit about, like, what's going on in Wall Street.
Yeah.
So the people are like, this is what they're doing. Let's fucking do it. And they did it. It was kind of cool to prove that the people have some power. Yeah. We have the most power if we actually are, together.
Mm-hmm.
AMC is on the watch list now. We're going to see what it does Monday. I bought some of it. So I'm hoping it shoots up. And then other than that, but the thing is with the AMC, they only let me buy one share. I tried to buy more, and it was like, at the same time, too, it was like, no, you're only allowed to buy one share of this.
It's so weird, dude.
Oh, that's the loophole they created then, because they never blocked
that. That just happened, man.
Choose like Fidelity or
man.
Oh yeah, I was just on Robinhood, so I'm just trying to. This is the first time I've
heard Weeble's good too.
And then Dogecoin is the cryptocurrency that people are also trying this with, since that's outside of the stock market. I got some of that too. I'm gonna see what happens.
Doge is doing real well.
Mm-hmm. It's going down right now, but I think it's gonna. Cryptocurrency,
they don't. You can still buy and trade that during the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
That's closed, like the market.
Oh, gotcha.
Yep,
that's tight.
Maybe. Huh? Huh. But that's so supposed,
supposed to shoot up this weekend because of that.
Yeah, I know. I'm sitting here waiting. It's not.
Yeah, I've watched.
My shit is still in the negative.
What are we doing more? Would you rather's?
Yeah, I got a couple more headlines.
Can we get one? Oh, baby. I thought you did some
headline segment.
Okay, that's right. That's right.
He's got headlines.
This one, I'm gonna save this one because this. I don't know if this is confirmed or not. Yeah, I'm gonna wait. Kind of.
Yeah, yeah. I feel
it's kind of looking shaky. For the record, it's the T.I. and Tiny situation.
Oh, yeah.
The rumors
sex
about
trafficking?
That. Yeah, yeah.
I didn't hear that.
Yeah, like, I just heard up, abuse. Hold up. What's up?
What's up? There was like 10. There was like
oh,
10
yeah, yeah.
Women
they,
that came out saying that.
I guess we're talking about.
Let's get it. Let's get it.
Yeah, they. I guess there was some sexual abuse, but like sex trafficking and shit like that going on.
There was like, they were just like drug.
Holding women younger. Against their will. Yeah, drugging them and shit.
On some R. Kelly shit.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Shit. Well.
Yeah. T.I. made a statement today talking about, like, I guess they're just coming out with all these allegations. It has something to do with the legal process of it all or something like that. Mm-hmm. I guess they have to do all this outlandish shit is what he was saying, I guess, to... I don't know. You'd have to pull the video up. As soon as
yeah, I seen it earlier. How y'all feel about people doing those videos after some shit?
Talking about it?
Yeah.
It's not like, a good
I
look.
I feel like, yeah, it could either
I
go.
Mean, it's,
I feel
it,
like it either goes either one way.
I think it goes either, both. I think it goes both ways. It
goes both right, ways right. for
yeah.
sure.
Well, yeah. Also, yeah,
usually can, seems fake to
mean.
Me.
That's what I mean. They're either doing that because it's completely some bullshit, or they're guilty as fuck and they're trying to
all I would do is I would run some numbers like how many of these people do it and see you know out of all these videos and then what the percentage is
and see how many
who
people
did it and who did
that's
it
interesting
did not.
That,
and then I would
depends
just
on the crime and shit
roll
too.
The dice and be like yes
because
or
there
no because
some lying motherfuckers out here
for real
there are.
For real
we can't
man
like
I don't trust T.I.
That's a serious allegation.
I was gonna say
but,
like
yeah when it came out and just looking
serious.
At him and when he did the video I was like damn.
Okay,
dude.
So just
look like the snake.
You remember his Hyman video about his daughter, right?
Yeah.
So come on, bro.
That's weird.
You know what I mean?
That's
like where
point.
There's smoke, there's fire.
That's
you know, and you got not
that's
just
pretty
one.
Pretty weird in itself, right?
Pretty
there.
Weird.
That
huh?
is, that's a good
huh?
point. That's some weird shit to do as a
but
dad. That's
not
controlling,
one, not
controlling
two, but 10.
Right.
10.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And I don't
right?
think it seems like that type of person would do some shit like that.
Yeah,
that's the same character.
Very controlling characteristic. To, yeah.
I don't think she that's talks to him still.
the daughter?
Yeah, I don't think they're. I think
probably
they're still shaking.
Because it went fucking viral and shit. Should have been.
She comes out.
Yeah, that was bad.
Oh shit! Man. Oh shit! That would be weird.
This shit
if
really
she said
go,
some shit, she
shit
was like, "Yeah,
really
I was there."
Go bad for
ooh.
T.I., man.
Well,
who knows?
T.I.
Yeah, we'll
took
see.
A couple L's.
We'll see.
He took the L with getting kind of you know. Kicked to the side or whatever with the whole Jeezy battle and shit and the Gucci and all that.
T.I. is corny, man.
Yeah,
you can
like,
see what he
yeah,
said.
I thought
on
that's what he was doing. Like it felt like he was like yeah. a little boy trying to tug at the versus battle. Like you know.
Did you see him
in
the?
Let me in.
I can't lie, man. I mean, I was a T.I. fan.
No,
yeah.
don't get me wrong.
I do like his music.
T.I. had his little run for sure. I can't lie. I was bumping some T.I.
Mm-hmm.
Some Rubber Band Man back in the day.
Uh-huh.
How is the Taliban?
You can have whatever you want. Like, come on now, that's an
yeah,
anthem
yeah,
right there.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know.
But
so
I,
what
I
about Aloe Black though? Y'all know Aloe Black?
Mm-mm.
Oh, y'all asleep.
Man,
y'all asleep. Put
yeah.
My Way on right
put it,
now.
Put
like
it
I'm
on.
Not even playing.
Oh,
My
oh,
Way.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I know what you're talking about.
Aloe Black's the
with
shit.
Drake?
No.
Is he like R&B singer?
Just
Aloe Black or Aloe Blue?
Aloe Black BLACC.
Who am I thinking of? I don't know who I'm thinking of. Yeah,
y'all know
NF,
right?
Check.
NF?
Yeah,
NF,
yeah,
NF.
I've heard of him.
All right.
Yeah, yeah.
Aloe Black, who's he?
Rap.
Is he new?
No, I was shook when I was like, are you for real?
For
how many songs and albums he's got out? And I'm
man,
like, I don't know who he is.
What kind of music is
game
that?
Tonight. Let's get a little snippet of Aloe Black
man.
Real quick.
We're going to hear through this?
My Way.
Yeah, we're going to do it. It'll play out loud.
You could turn it down.
It's ridiculous.
Are you plugged in? You're not plugged in still?
Nah, I'm just going to play it on the computer.
Makes your schoolwork better.
Yeah, that's better.
And helps you stand out in the process.
I love watching what y'all are
like
doing
this,
with music and all that anyway because music speaks to me.
No, this is I
need
a
dollar.
This is on Fight Night.
Dollars, all I need.
This is Aloe Black?
Yeah, he's got so many
yeah,
songs
on
me.
Fight Night, man. The song is right here.
Yeah, yeah.
Dude, I'm not. Can you find my way?
Oh yeah,
my I'm bad. Not playing. Yeah, play my way. This song will speak to your soul.
81
right
million
here.
Views.
Like it's legit. So, right. I've been on like a journey. Like as soon as 2021 hit, and a little bit prior, because my wife had almost passed. And yeah, this right here. No, turn that up. This shit will give you goosebumps. Uh-huh. This motherfucker is spitting right here. Hey. Hey, I hope you get 100,000 more likes off this shit. For real.
I'm about to get flagged.
For him.
Oh, this shit is too popular.
This.
Yeah.
Damn, his voice is so damn soulful.
Man.
Fuck.
Mm-hmm.
I be forgetting that there sometimes.
For real. Oh, when they
shout out couch guests.
Man. Can't even hear y'all.
Like, come on, man.
Damn.
Come on, man.
Shut the curtain. That'd be crazy.
Damn, yeah, huh? That's hard, man.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, you haven't even heard the best part yet.
Oh, shit.
This.
Hey, that's the stew now.
That shit look dope.
Look like an alien.
Damn, hey, man. That's hard.
Hey, I got to say right now, this is... Yeah.
That's some good
shit.
Shut up.
La Casablanca.
Yeah, man.
Hello, Black, my
yeah.
way.
Yeah, yeah, and he's got a couple other songs in there that you'll recognize immediately.
Yeah. Hey,
yeah,
you're doing that next time. That's
where
a vibe.
Where did the blunts go?
Yeah.
Where did they go?
All right, shit.
I got a couple of them. Yeah, close the curtain, y'all. We got the hot. Yeah. I like the hot. Yeah. You know, I'm a big kid with the smoke.
Yeah. Man, I tell you what.
Don't die back here.
Yeah.
It will happen.
You got traps or something? How are we gonna die?
The whole stage just go through the floor.
Man, I tell you what, like the vibe in here is pretty. The vibe in here is pretty. I'm sure we're
blue. Shout out La Casablanca.
Like yeah, for that. Real, La Casablanca. The vibe in here is pretty.
The vibe in here.
Yeah, it's pretty vibes. Chill, bro.
The best podcast in the Midwest.
For real,
vibe.
Hey.
It's a vibe.
Like,
that's a vibe. It's a vibe. Yeah.
We got a studio audience that can't see us, but they're back there.
Oh, they're back there chilling.
They got to get the real podcast experience. Y'all can't see us, man. This is audio only.
That's dope.
I'll see you later, bro.
See you.
You bouncing?
Would you rather? Let's get into these. I don't think I have any more headlines. Conor McGregor gets knocked out by...
Yeah, we got a couple more headlines.
Yeah, Conor McGregor gets knocked
out. Dustin Poirier is the man.
Poirier.
7:45.
Hey man, open this up. This don't feel right.
Hey, we skipped the whole review.
What was the review?
I'm talking about the music review.
It's all right. We can just go live after we're done with this.
Oh, yeah. I'm still.
It'll be all right. I mean, it's Saturday night. I mean, people are up. People be on Clubhouse until fucking 4 a.m. and 5 a.m.
Clubhouse is,
Western. Conor McGregor and Dustin Poirier. Poirier is a fucking beast. I expected Conor to win.
It's 1-1 now.
But yeah, yep.
It's 1-1.
But I mean,
it's not getting carried away. It's 1-1.
He beat
that
his
win
ass.
Was a long time ago though.
It was 2014.
Yeah, 13, 14.
Don't get me wrong.
Yeah, he's a different fighter now.
I didn't give a fuck about that fight for real.
It was cool
I
to
love
watch.
When Habib walked his dog, man. I can't lie. I loved it. I don't like Conor at all.
Yeah, no, I don't fuck with Conor.
I respect what he's done. Don't get me wrong.
He got humbled.
Don't get me wrong.
But
we've all been humbled, man. I've eaten the whole humble pie factory before. You know what I mean? It is what it is.
That's
you know,
why I don't run my like, shit like that.
He still made his money. Like no, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He has like 7 more fights too. Like he did like a contract.
Oh, like he won't fulfill that contract.
7 more?
Nah.
That's what it said.
He gonna get hurt, man, because he's lost his last few. I mean, like bad.
You know
gas.
We got to fight.
He'll be all right.
He's out of gas.
You know we got to fight.
Ooh. He is number 5'4". He's 5 in his
boy.
Weight class now.
Ooh. Who's your boy?
Fucking, I forgot my boy's name.
Damn.
Jake Paul. You got to fight Jake Paul.
No, I don't think that's on anymore.
It's not on. He's fighting Askren.
Oh.
But the last time we saw
him. He's fighting Ben Askren?
Yeah. Is that going on?
I love what happened to him last time he got in there, boy.
Caught the knee.
Jorge. Whoop, whoop. That's a bad motherfucker right there.
Have y'all seen that?
That's
Askren got his ass whooped.
Uh-uh. Oh man, fastest knockout in UFC history.
Askren got his ass whooped.
Jake Paul's about to fuck him up.
So are you serious?
So you think Jake Paul's got a chance
against who?
Yes, I do.
Askren?
It's a boxing match.
He's, oh, it's boxing.
Oh.
Yeah. Askren has no hands.
Yeah, I think. Yeah, he's a wrestler, dude. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
He came from like the.
I thought he wanted to fight. I thought he wanted to do a UFC.
He's 170.
Like, this was the last time I seen him. I don't know. Has he fought?
I thought he was supposed to fight Mayweather or box Mayweather.
That's Logan.
His brother's fighting Mayweather.
Oh. Well,
they're cousins.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's going down for sure.
That's official.
Logan Paul.
Yeah. It's a circus.
Hey. Well, so hey, Logan's got some hands, though, too.
He's taking L's,
though. He's not going to do anything against Mayweather, dude.
No.
I want to see like Jake Connor versus Logan.
Connor, ooh.
I want to see him fight. They should fight each other, Jake versus Logan.
They
said they would, didn't they? One of them said he would.
Well, I don't know about that.
I think one of them said he would fight each other.
I bet Jake would win.
Oh, I don't doubt. I mean, money speaks wonders sometimes.
Right. They would win so much money together and just split it.
Oh boy, but fighting your brother?
Got twisted up.
I fight my brother for money.
I like Jorge. That's Miami boy. So
if that boy went to Shana up the block.
He you can see his first backyard fight under like Kimbo Slice. You see Kimbo Slice putting it on back there. Ooh. In Miami. Jorge.
Masvidal.
Yeah, Masvidal.
Oh yeah.
BMF baby.
That explains why he got the braids then.
Yep.
Why he got the French braids. He was in the backyard boxing with Kimbo Slice. Yep.
R.I.P.
Yeah, he you know the backyard fights Kimbo would put on.
If you blink, you're gonna miss this one.
No, I ain't gonna block my own. I'm in here.
Wow. Ooh, ouch.
Hey, have you watched the post-fight interview after this?
And he's talking to him. You got knocked the fuck out. Did he say that? Is that what he said?
The post-fight interview is the best one yet. They're like, do you think those punches were necessary?
Oh, yeah, he's from the hood.
He's like, oh, those punches were super necessary. All this shit.
Didn't stop the fight.
Ask him to talk.
You could tell. You could tell.
That explains why he boxes with Kimbo in the backyard. He looked like he got all his
shit ready to the face.
My man got in his face like Smokey.
Man, he beat him in the pre-fight interview.
Was that Smokey? That was Smokey.
That's the last time we've seen Askren, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, and Ezell.
I think he'll take an L to Jake. I'm going to call it.
Me too.
Yeah, boxing, man. I mean, he's still a professional fighter.
Yeah, but them hands don't look professional.
This the dude that took out Nate, right?
Yeah. His hands look legit.
Nate had no business.
But Nate sucks.
Yeah, what?
Nate was horrible. Not at basketball.
Yeah, he should not have been in the ring.
He was a good dunker.
He looks like he never fought in his life.
He was a good dunker.
Oh, him. I thought you meant...
Nate Robinson.
Yeah, no. Yeah. That's Robinson, horrible.
Yeah. Just straight.
That's horrible.
That sucked to watch.
Mm. He was a good dunker, though. Must remember that.
Just remember him for
inspiration.
His
inspiration.
You
ever
seen this, Nate? Yeah.
Pause it.
Come on, the show, Nate.
Good job.
Was thoroughly entertained. Thoroughly entertained when you jumped over Dwight Howard back in the day.
And he's short as fuck too.
Headlines? Let's get back. Let's get into these.
Well, no, I was going to bring up that Deshaun Watson. What y'all think about that?
Ooh.
Because that's different for football, man. We see that in basketball all the time. It's not different.
Catch me up.
I don't think he'll go.
So he's requesting for a trade. Yeah, I mean, the head quarterback, all-star.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? Pro Bowl quarterback, Deshaun Watson.
Guess who's looking for him.
He's doing what you would say Le'Veon Bell did a couple years ago with the Steelers.
He was just like,
I'm not showing up to camp. I want to trade. I don't want to play for y'all.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess, like, everybody on ESPN, they making it a bigger deal like it's like some racial shit maybe behind. Like, it's saying a lot of players.
What team did he play for?
I'm trying to Antonio Brown is
Houston down there.
You know J.J. Watt? I guess the last game of the season or whatever, or maybe this was like some little, you know, post team or whatever. They were saying that he came over to Deshaun Watson and they got it on film. Like, he's apologizing to him for the organization, like, wasting his talent and shit.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, so they saying, like, it's deeper than rap, man. And this is about, like, all this, you know,
weird.
All this other shit that's going on in the world with systemic racism. And, you know, like he said,
real.
Washington trying to, you know, stick it to the little man.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, I don't know. Like I said, you get this in basketball all the time. People making their own moves. You know, LeBron did it. Kevin Durant did it.
Yep.
James Harden, the last one.
Tom Brady
continued to do it.
Oh boy.
But Tom Brady
did that shit.
He really did. He was out of.
That's another headline we got. Traded. What am I talking about?
No, but he definitely went where he wanted to make this shit happen.
Mm-hmm. I'm talking about people that are in contract and are like,
Gotcha.
Trade me. Yep. You know what I mean? Gotcha. Like, you do. James Harden type of shit.
Okay. You just start playing horrible. But you just play bad.
But I think
he's they're still competitive athletes, man. They're not good at
Tom Brady. He had a bad. Didn't he have a bad year before he got traded?
They didn't have. It was like a, any weapon.
Was he
Tom Brady
not traded, but before he left,
contract was up.
Yeah.
Nah.
They were having. They weren't the best.
We were like 11.
I thought he had like a.
We got exposed.
Tom Brady
by the Ravens. The Ravens exposed us, and we lost like 5 out of the last 7. Yeah.
Okay. Okay. We're in Boston. Yeah, you're from Connecticut.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh, we're good. I mean, I've been out here a long time. Like, you know, my kids are Chiefs fans. I don't care.
Yeah. How do you feel about Brady?
I mean, do your thing, baby. I love it.
He is the GOAT the way he's doing it.
Is the best.
I didn't think
this
he would,
silences
would
all
be
the
in
critics.
The Super Bowl.
Right?
So
this silences all the critics. Come on now.
That's the thing they've been talking about.
If he gets beat by Mahomes, they're still going to talk. But yeah, what he did is yeah, GOAT status.
Do y'all think
it's pretty even?
Do y'all think if
I love watching
Mahomes
what KC's
loses
building.
To Tom Brady, that he can ever be the greatest of all time.
Who?
Mahomes? Fuck yeah.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Nope.
What is, seven, why would Tom Brady
because,
seven
because
rings and
be
you
the
take
only
him
one.
Out and he takes you out in your prime?
Because Tom Brady
exactly.
Is the
you just said it. You just said it. Yeah. You just said it.
What, Mahomes?
Yeah. No, no, no.
In his prime right
no,
now?
No, Tom Brady is the greatest of all time is what they say because of what he did. What he is. He is.
Yeah.
I ain't going to hit on him.
Yep.
But I don't think that him just winning.
Oh no, he's 47.
How many years has Tom Brady been in the league?
20.
Exactly. So Mahomes could do the same thing that Tom Brady did, but better too.
But he better beat him now.
But with this on his resume,
he better beat him now.
Get a chance to beat Tom Brady again. That's fine.
Because
I bet you if Tom Brady beats him, I doubt Tampa goes back to the. Well, he may come back, but I doubt Tampa goes back.
This is his third year actually doing shit.
He said he wants to play till 45, and he's 43 right now.
Yeah, 43,
he might come back a couple of years. So let's hypothetically, he loses this year.
Mm-hmm. I mean, a lot of people have beat Tom Brady.
He gets a chance to redeem himself, then he could still be the GOAT. But if Tom Brady beats him and then just like leaves and
it's
he
over.
Never gets the one up him,
it's over.
He probably will.
Close the casket.
That's like LeBron or Michael
Jordan. So.
Kansas City's fun to watch, man.
Mahomes has so many years ahead of him.
Mahomes will win a lot more championships. Don't get me wrong.
I mean,
he might not, but he may win. He
I don't think Tom Brady
y'all are in for a huge run, right? So I'm 41. I've been a Boston fan. Like, my dad and I watched the 88 World Series. You feel me? Like, in 86, everything. You feel me?
Nice.
I've had the pleasure to watch from 2000, my Red Sox win in 04, 06, 07. You feel me? I've got 6. We've been to 10 Super Bowls, bro. Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Are you kidding me? And I've got 2 basketball championships and throwing the Stanley Cup. All in the last 2 decades, I'm blessed.
Yeah, blessed.
Y'all got something going on in Kansas City now,
it's
bro.
Looking like it.
I've seen it happen, bro. For
what
real.
I'm saying. That's what
y'all
I'm
got it going
Tom
on.
Tom Brady can define Pat Mahomes' career. Yeah.
But hey, shout out to the Royals, though, man. They kind of started.
They won
two.
They went twice. Yeah.
Back to back.
I thought they went 3 times and won twice.
No.
They've only went twice?
Twice.
And won once.
Yep.
Okay.
They won on the second one.
Okay,
man, I hate Joe Buck because of the Royals World Series. Him announcing those games. Are you kidding me? Oh my gosh!
I don't even really watch baseball like that.
Oh, it's
the
World
Series,
man.
I was like, I can't believe it.
Once in
the
lifetime.
Royals were always like the laughing stock.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah,
you didn't watch it when they was tight, at least?
Oh, I did. It's the only time I did.
Everybody was watching.
But I went to the All-Star game out here.
Games. They was
I mean, it only comes here once in a lifetime. You feel me?
Live, it's pretty tight.
Do it.
Would you rather the Patriots be called the Boston Patriots?
Nah.
That shit sounds cooler to me.
Okay, so that's the old school, but they moved the stadium's out in Gillette. You know, or Gillette's outside. It's outside Boston, so I mean,
what's New England though? Is that actually a city?
That's like a region.
It's a bunch of places.
That's why I'm like I'm a New England fan. I lived in New England.
Yeah.
Because everything's real small up there. It's like compact, right?
Ooh, no. I mean, there's a lot of people there.
A lot of people, per capita.
A lot of land and shit.
It's like 8 states up there.
It's beautiful up there, man.
Mm-hmm.
Little thing.
Oh, you're talking about like Rhode Island, Connecticut.
Yeah, Pennsylvania.
All together.
That's big. Pennsylvania's big.
It's beautiful. I drove through there and
it was gorgeous.
Nice as fuck, yeah.
You drive through there
it's
in
really
the fall?
Yeah, the fall. I was up in New York in the fall.
It's gorgeous.
It was sick.
The wooden bridges will make you fall in love. For real. It's God's country back there, but this is home. Dope.
It's super old. Mm-hmm. Like, if the towns and shit. I got a would you rather, bro. Would you rather only eat meat or only eat veggies for the rest of your life?
Meat. Fast forward.
Would you rather
meat?
I'm a carnivore, I guess. Veggies. I mean, I like barely veggies, eat
vegetables now. Bro. Like,
yeah, I ain't going. With
I got. I have to have some protein, like some meat. Yeah,
I'd go veggies.
Huh?
There's a lot of them.
Yeah, you look like you would go veggies.
There's just a lot of them.
There's a lot of different proteins. I mean, different.
I mean,
cuts.
Just like meats and shit. I feel like I would get grossed out at some point.
What?
Sometimes I get grossed out.
Open
by
up
meat.
That seasoning cabinet. Come on.
Nah, but I mean, I definitely appreciate right? all of it. But yeah. You know, I love some veggies.
That's crazy. Yeah,
I love peppers know. And like
yeah,
me all that too. Shit. But fuck broccoli me. And like over a like a
but
steak.
But just to know like
over a,
I don't know.
I like my veggies slab, like you ribs. Know.
I just feel like there's more.
They all kind of taste
more nutrients
similar.
And. You can get a better
vegetables,
mix of nutrients and veggies.
I feel like they all kind of taste similar.
And supplement definitely, with the protein. Definitely. Then just supplement all the other things you get from veggies just from the only meat and shit. Just you get only a few vitamins and protein. But I feel like you get more through different veggies.
I mean, yeah, there's pros and cons to both sides of that. I mean, neither is best.
I know.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Like you can
no,
still,
you got to pick one.
You know. Still look like, you know, you're unhealthy even though you're a vegetarian.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. Know? That's, yep.
You're not getting what you need. Like, diet should be, you know, tailored to your personal mm-hmm. body. Like, what
everybody
you
is way different. Mm-hmm. And there's people that have, sorry. No, there's people have been on the carnivore diet and shit, too. And people are only vegan. So it's like, it's a long time debate. So.
You should just do a genetic test. They can do all that now. Definitely. And then they'll tell you the type of diet yeah. you should do. So.
Yeah, get some blood work and shit done.
Yep.
Shout out to Dylan Graphic 23 on Reddit. Would you rather be a woman or a lizard?
Oh, I'd rather be a lizard. I don't know. I think I'd rather be a lizard.
A woman or a lizard?
I'm a lizard.
lizard.
Nah, yeah, fuck that. Lizard. Give me a Coochie.
No, he's trying to go through childbirth.
You already said you.
But, yeah, I'm not.
But I'm trying to be a
man.
Yeah.
No, I mean, like I ain't trying to be no fucking lizard. Unless it's like a big ass lizard that.
Yeah, man.
Like a Komodo
yeah,
dragon.
Exactly. Fuck, there you
that'd
go.
Be tight. That'd be tight.
No, I can't be no lizard. Yeah,
it depends on the lizard.
I mean, I'm not talking Geico lizard here. I mean, come on,
shit,
now.
If you're on commercials, though, if you're a lizard on commercials.
Oh, the Geico lizard.
I'd rather
that,
be
hey,
the
he's
lizard
living
on
good.
A commercial.
No, he's living good, bro.
Yeah.
What's his,
he's not real.
What is his network?
That nigga is not
no,
real.
He's a gecko.
Now, I want to be there the voice of the Geico.
Hey,
lizard.
He... Yeah, shout out to the couch.
That, now, what if that's a female?
He got that one right. He
right,
said that's
right,
a gecko.
Right. Oh, no, all right. I can't be no lizard.
Hold
on.
Sorry.
I don't want to be a female ones. Either, man. That's crazy. What kind of question is that? Who did that? What was his name? Dylan?
Yeah, Dylan.
On Reddit?
Jake Wood is the guy called.
Fired.
Huh. Jake Wood, shout out to that's a Raw District fun fact for you.
That's what I want.
Jake Wood is
go.
The voice of the Geico.
That's one of my dreams. Well, not necessarily to be the Geico voice, but I want to do voiceover.
Yeah.
I want to be the.
I was going to tell you that, bro. You should have a radio radio show, bro.
Yeah,
you're built for it. Man.
This is my radio show.
Yeah, this is the new age.
Let me know too.
There you go. Yeah,
trying to be a cartoon character.
I get dead ass here. You on like a just a radio show, like just. For real, like you sound like,
especially if you have your own radio voice too.
Yeah, true.
But I don't think they should do like no podcast shit outside of it though. I think if you do,
I have to have my own segment, my own show on there.
Basically the same thing.
I want an hour. I just don't want to play music. I want at least talk.
I mean, radio.
Oh, you
want to
do talk radio?
Yeah.
Oh,
that would be dope.
Man, there's resources right here in Topeka that you can plug into for that.
Yeah.
Like for everything that y'all do, I wanted to touch back on that anyway. Because you can run it back. But, I mean, there's all kinds of things under the umbrella of the GTP, which is the Greater Topeka Partnership.
Mm-hmm.
So, dude,
that's
there's all kinds
Tobias
of things.
Tobias was talking about, too.
Yeah, man. Like, listen to him. Like, he'll be able to walk you right through it. And, well,
so we need help.
We can go knock on doors with me, though. You feel me?
Yeah.
Like, we can go. like Glenda Washington, you need to holler at her. You can use me as a referral, you know, or I can get you in contact with her. That's not a problem. But I mean, there are certain key people that can help you move in the direction that you want to move into, because they fully understand here in Topeka that without their entrepreneurs, you have jack shit.
Yeah.
Man, that's what's up. That's good to know.
There's support here now. Like, for real, I'm not playing. Like, I've gotten to address the Small Business Council a couple of times. Like, they asked me, like, what my problems were that I've encountered, you know, not to take up any more time. But there's so many resources.
Oh, no, this is a podcast.
This is important, too. Like for real, shout out to everybody. Angel, Nick, all these people. Like, that's a lawyer and then the owner of Hazel Hill Chocolate. I'm not – I mean, there's Rick Lejeune with Washburn, the dude, the SBDC, Carl Klein, big shout out to them. Like, they've been hugely instrumental in what
nice,
I do.
Man.
And just, if anything, just their time and their advice. You feel me?
Mm-hmm.
And that's what they do. I mean, dude, I've been a judge at a couple of the pitch competitions for the Washburn business program. Like, dude, I have a GED. Yeah. You feel me? They're asking me to do this stuff. You know, we've done food truck face-offs where we slaughter the competition like another actual chef and then got written up in like 785 a few times and stuff like that. So those are the accolades that I like to do, but it's all local entrepreneur shit, and it's keep your circle small, right? So the real people will search you out. Just like I saw what he was doing. He had said, man, we're moving studio. We need whatever. Bam. There you go. I've never met him. I never knew that he had come to my trailer. So honestly, he supported me first. So shout out to him. You feel me? Without people like that, I wouldn't be here sitting here. So for real, we remember everybody, right? You know, I'm a little hometown country boy, you know, that went off and done fucked up and then got back on track. You know what I mean? For real. It is what it is. I don't care. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
I know what I'm worth. And that's what everybody here, like, there's so many things that you guys can get help along the way with. Listen to Tobias and Marcy. They'll be able to walk you right through it.
Oh, yeah.
Tobias, Marcy.
Yeah, shout out. Do it. But they'll welcome that. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, those are the guys.
Yeah, they'll welcome that.
I went to school with Marcy. Did you? I went to school with Marcy, yeah.
Oh, he's good, dude.
Yeah, that's my dude.
They good people.
I just hope the business people don't listen to the all the way through some of the podcast.
They'll be all right.
Because we'd be talking about eating ass. We'd be talking about.
Shout out.
You think they'll be cool with that?
It's what you do. Like, it is what it is. You feel me?
And
like,
they accept this shit.
Yeah.
Accept it. This is what the people want.
Not even accept it. Just be tolerant of it. Like,
with
that's
that being said, you know, a lot of people do enjoy talking about eating ass, surprisingly. That's very surprised. Like if I put something about eating
ass, a lot of people eat ass, bro.
I'm getting at least 50, 60
I'm gonna
comments
eat your
and
ass,
engagements babe. On that one post
I mean,
alone.
I like Caesar salad. I'm good, but, you know, that's about it. I like some Caesar salad.
I want to eat, like, some food if I'm eating some food. Not ass.
Oh,
you don't have to take a
and
bite.
The only thing that I would eat other than food.
Y'all know what's up.
Shout out to her.
You don't got to take a bite, though. So.
This is Chris's. Would you rather have music only?
Oh, yeah. This is a good one. This
would you rather have only music, or would you rather have only movies?
Because I couldn't pick.
And TV
music.
Series? TV series, isn't that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Music.
Yeah.
Music.
That easy?
Oh, no.
Yeah. Music. Music speaks to my soul. There's so many genres.
I fuck with it.
Yeah, but
there's some music. There's some movies that have changed my life.
Sure.
There's also some music that has also changed my life.
I agree 100% with that. There's certain
movies.
So
it was hard for me to choose, man.
Music.
I ended up going with movies because I can make my own music.
I can't.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, like, yeah. I guess you found the loophole. That's funny because I brought I had a would you rather too, and it was like, would you rather only have movies or only watch TV shows that have been made?
Ooh,
that's kind of funny that.
That's a good comparison though there too.
I would go movies.
Damn, that's hard. I like TV shows.
This
though.
Is easy. This is easy.
I think
this
I
is,
would
wait.
So?
This is that. There's another loophole. Another loophole, bro. Movies
can make more TV shows.
Have music
oh,
in them.
Yeah, Yeah, on mine.
Yeah. And some of the best songs in history are
y'all peeping this right here? We're fucking slick right there.
We're fucking stupid.
You slick right there. There you go.
Let's go. It's what we do. It's what
y'all
we
can't
do
hear
here.
The artificial applause. So.
Yeah. We got the real deal. Don't worry about y'all. We got y'all.
Yeah. Hell yeah. So movies.
Yeah, for sure.
And you can see titties in movies sometimes too.
Yeah, man. You can't so see much titties more in music. To movies than there is to music. And like you said, you can add
album covers.
Movies.
Yeah.
Titties on album covers. Titties. Oh, well, I don't think they can see it.
I wonder if we'll have to bleep that out of YouTube.
It's not in the. It's not in the shot.
Oh yeah.
For the record, there's a titty.
We could show it though.
Just move it.
Fuck it, move it back.
Yeah, we got a lot going on back there.
We're too high to put it back to place, too.
Over that shoulder.
Let's get one more.
You got that.
Man, shout out to Tony Fontana. We ain't got no relationship advice today. We're going to skip that segment.
Definitely not.
I have an uncomfortable question.
Ooh.
Shit.
Do you want
that? Okay.
Yeah.
Go Kevin Hart on
it. It gets dark, but.
All right, here we go.
I mean, if you had a best friend. And they're in a coma. Doesn't matter if they told you or not beforehand that they don't want to be a vegetable. Would you pull the plug?
Ooh.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. It would matter.
If they wanted to be a vegetable for the rest of their life?
Yeah, that would definitely matter.
They right. said that?
No, I said it.
He said it doesn't matter if they told you or not. Yeah, that does matter. What you mean?
All right. That's your answer.
No, I would not pull the plug. I would give them the opportunity.
Okay, so if they did tell you beforehand, if you had a real conversation, beforehand,
I would respect what they wanted. Yeah, ultimately.
But I mean, what if it was out of your hands? Would you go out of your way to do it?
And this,
woo!
If you're
damn.
Like, if you're like, I don't want my best friend to be a vegetable for the rest of their life,
huh?
Nah, man, because
I don't think I would either. But I would fucking want to, because I know I would want to.
I
would tell people that right now. Do it, please, on camera.
Hopefully, they have other people in their life besides their best friend that they can make that decision for.
Right?
You know
hopefully.
But if it comes down,
ultimately happen.
If it comes down to me making that decision, I'm not gonna. That's inside of my.
Yeah. I feel the same way.
I'm going to let God make that decision.
Yeah, go ahead. Like,
God, please pull the plug.
It's not like you have to take care of the vegetable.
If I'm a vegetable.
You know what I'm saying? You don't have to take care of the... That's fucked up. Do you call the person a vegetable or a person after they become a vegetable? Because people throw that term out.
You call them a person.
Okay.
But it's a person
in vegetative state.
Yeah. Oh, there
okay.
We
there
go.
We go. There we go. Politically
there
we correct.
Go. Good job over there. Shout out.
Yeah. But out. No, I guarantee you, the people
PC.
The people close to that person definitely they call them their name.
Hopefully, the person close to them pulls the plug. So is it fucked up for them? Because that happens a lot. They make the decision and they feel bad about it. Because it's usually the person that's like closest to them or like married ones or kids or something that has the final say.
Sure. I mean. It's whoever has like their last, you know, whatever is lined out in their will. But I mean, hopefully people have that taken care of. So, I mean,
they're going to be a vegetable for 5 years.
I'd let it roll. I mean, whatever. I'm not.
Yeah, that's not your.
You'd have to because there has been miracles.
Yeah.
Has been miracles.
Plus, if you make that decision, they might haunt you, bro. That's not
true.
You never know. Just don't play with that.
But if they told you.
If they told you what, like
if they were seriously like,
okay,
let me be a vegetable.
Hey, I'm real serious. Will you go throw me off that bridge real quick?
Oh, please pull the plug.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Real serious.
Yes.
Exactly. That's what.
That was the question.
Yeah.
Oh, then I'm pulling the plug. I'm not about to, if they ask me that.
Hell no.
They told you to. If they had a serious conversation beforehand.
If we had a bond like that and they felt that comfortable to tell me something like crazy like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. If I'm in that situation, I'm like, oh yeah, I remember him telling me.
Or you tell somebody he told me once that. You know.
Why are you throwing this in at the last second?
I would tell the doctor, you know, and then let them pull the
Eli button. Brown's uncomfortable question.
He's there.
Yeah, it was cool.
I mean,
you're uncomfortable.
Me?
He was. Chris was.
Chris is. That's, you can tell.
I'm just high.
I'm high too. He said. That's why I asked this dumb shit.
What are we on right now? 17. Shout outs, man. Where can people find you, man?
Social media at www.bobbysfood.co. So it's not .com because I'm Bobby's Food Co. Mm-hmm. But all over social media, Instagram, Facebook. We're starting to do TikTok now. Shout out to Eric with Silver Coast Media. He's I just got a new website built and launched and all of that, so that we can integrate a lot of online sales, like instant, you know, somebody sees where we're set up and they can buy my Philly right there. It shoots it back to us, you know, by the time they get there, their food's ready. Nice. Just a lot of growth and change here for 2021. You feel me?
Let's go.
I mean, that's about it.
So what's up?
Here, yeah. You got shout outs.
Hey, man. Shout out to Guest. Shout out to Raw District. Shout out to Couch Guest. Freeman Cuzzo. RIP to guys. Just like always. Good.
Hell yeah. Yeah, shout out Raw District. Shout out Bobby. Shout out the Couch Guest. Shout out FOS. Red Room Live. You know what I'm saying? Just a chance to be able to do this shit.
I didn't mean to interrupt. I didn't realize it was shout out like that. Okay, so I got some just because I told a lot of people. Run him. Cody Easley down in Oklahoma, baby. This one's for you. This one's for you. So he does big time barbecue down there.
Cody Easley. Can I get some applause for Cody Easley?
Yeah, he's really doing it big down there. Everybody struggles sometimes. Keep doing your thing. But honestly, grow your network. Like, we're networking out of state, right? Yeah. And then John Poteet with Beavis, Mr. Beavis out of Kansas City. Shout out to him. Like, they're crushing it. We network with them. But just honestly, just everybody that's helped me along the way. I don't know if I'll ever get to sit on a podcast again. So this is my platform to say thank you. So it all starts with gratitude. It comes from within. And honestly, if you can give back, give back. So all these people that have helped me, I'll start off with my mom, Bud Lees. Yeah. Jesse, his brother. I'm not playing. Like, dude, he bought me a one-ton truck and told me it was going to be here Tuesday. This was 3 years ago. Like, for real, Bud, shout out, baby. You know what I mean? So I could only help with a little bit towards the camera, but you feel me? Nah, so, and then shout out to my wife, Caitlin. Shout out to my daughter, Destiny. Shout out to my son, Tony, or Antonio. My second son, shout out, Mariano. Then my youngest son, Louie. I mean, for real. And honestly, shout out to the egg and sperm donor that made me, because fuck y'all.
Shout out. That's the inspiration
behind all this. So, but now shout out to my parents. So, Ann and Bob Santa Cruz, thank you for, you know, everything you did. My dad passed away a while ago, but my mom, thank you. Shout out. Shout out my twin sister Emily. Shout out my older sister Amy. That's it.
The best shout out of all time.
Yeah, straight up.
Hell yeah.
I can't remember.
Gotta say thanks to everybody.
I can't remember that many people on the spot.
You know? Won that one for sure.
Hell, like, yeah. Man, shout out to you, man, for coming through, man. I appreciate it. Appreciate you.
La Casa Blanca.
Appreciate your service too, man. Spreading food is spreading love, in my opinion. So I appreciate that. Even if it isn't service, man, it's food.
Appreciate that. You know what I'm saying? Thank you.
Shout out Chris. Shout out Eli for coming back through. Shout out La Casa Blanca.
Mm-hmm.
This is episode, I don't know what number it is, but it's
20-something.
Yeah, 20-something, man. Appreciate y'all, man. Y'all be easy, man. Stay corona-free.
Corona-free, baby.
Appreciate you, man.
Oh, good looking out, fellas. That was fun.
Hell yeah.
That was fun.